Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is Thursday, June 12th, 2008. I am Jennifer. As always, our call-in number is 347-945-5423. Please log into our chat room, as I see many of you are there already. And don't forget to rate our show after we are done tonight. I want to say hello to my girls, Desi and Joanne.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you girls tonight?
I'm
very excited.
I'm very excited. Well, I won't delay this any further because I see everybody is on the switchboard, and I know that Blog Talk Network is kind of going a little nutty tonight, so we're going to try to work this out as best as possible. But I am very excited for tonight's guest, maybe because she's my but ever since she joined General Hospital in 2003, she's won the hearts of many fans and even a daytime Emmy. Emily Quartermain may be gone from Port Charles, but she's still in our hearts, just like her portrayer. So I want you to welcome the best tour guide ever, Natalia Livingston. Natalia?
Hi.
Hi. Yes, I can hear you.
Hi.
How are you, sweetie?
Great. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I'm so happy to be here. This is so exciting.
Well, we have many people on the switchboard and many people in the chat room just dying to talk to you, but we're going to talk to you first.
Okay, great.
So, as you can hear, Desiree's here.
Hi, Desiree. Hi,
Natty.
Hi, everybody.
And Joanne is here, too.
Oh, good.
Hey, Natalia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good. This is great. I'm so proud of you guys. Wow. This is, you're entrepreneurs. What is going on here?
Wow.
Great.
You are our inspiration, Natty.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Oh, you guys, this is so exciting. This is great.
So, as we know, now that you're no longer on GH, which makes me very sad, but, you know, everybody wants to know everybody on your message board and just, you know, fans from around, you know, they want to know, you know, what you're planning on doing now.
Wow. Well, right now, I am auditioning for primetime and for commercials and movies and things like that. It's really slow right now. There isn't too much going on. They call it the June gloom out here in LA because there's just really not too much out there. You know, I've been talking to my agents and they're like, well, we wish we could get you out, but there's just really not that much going on. And I speak to other actors and it really is that way right now. So I'm just going to kind of take it easy over the summer and then wait for things to start back up in probably, I would say, maybe September, August or September. So, and then I'll have a good, you know, from September to March, I guess, of next year is pilot season. So I'll just hit that hard and see what happens. Yeah. And I just got out of I just watched the delivery of a baby, a little baby boy.
Aww.
Gregory. Yeah, Wendy, Desiree and Angelina, I think you guys have met her before, but Wendy, she's one of my dearest friends, and she lives right across the street.
Aww.
Yeah, she was in labor for 24 hours, and anyway, I promised her that I would be there when she had the baby, and so she actually let probably about 5 people in the delivery room.
Wow.
And I wasn't sure that I would be able to stomach it, but But I did, and it was just such a miracle. It was absolutely amazing. I don't know if you guys have ever witnessed that, if you have any relatives that have had babies or anything.
I've actually experienced it twice. I have two of them myself.
Oh, okay. There you go. See,
so Joanne has a different perspective.
Yeah, I do. The whole miracle thing kind of goes out the window unless you have drugs in your system.
Oh, it's so true. There was a lady down the hall, and she for some reason did not want the epidural, and she was yelling and just screaming down the hall. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And then Wendy, she had all of the anesthesia, so. She was just peaceful and calm, and there was no noise coming from our room. It was so funny, but it was pretty amazing. Yeah. Did you have natural or C-section?
No, both of them were natural. My first one was almost 16 years ago, and he was wonderful, a lot of Demerol, and the second one, I made it just in time to the hospital, so I had absolutely no medication, and it was 3 o'clock in the morning, and everybody hated me. They hated me. The doctor couldn't stand it, and it was just an awful, awful, screaming, banshee mess with no drugs.
Really? With no drugs?
Oh, yeah, I gave birth, but no drugs the second time around. By the time I got to the hospital, I had already gone to the hospital, and I was dilated 2 centimeters, and my contractions were 3 minutes apart. So they had me walk around for a couple of hours, and it didn't dilate me anymore. So they had given me this pill to take, but they didn't want me to take it in the hospital. They wanted to send me home and take it. And I swear to you, I saw Jesus come down to the bedside and say, okay, let's go. It was that painful, and by the time I got to the hospital, I was ready to push him right out, and I did. I mean, it took less than 10 minutes, but it was 10 minutes of hell and screaming.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And my children are not tiny. They're big boys. They were both over 8 pounds and 21 inches, so.
Oh, really? 21 inches?
Yeah, I got some kids.
Oh, my Lord. Gregory was 12.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and
tiny.
I thought that was enormous.
Yeah, my boys are big.
They're like,
big.
How can you do that? I mean, wow, the nurses were talking about how long his legs were, and now listening to you talk about 21 inches, I can't
even. Oh, God, Well, not to get gross or graphic, the first one I had to have what they call an episiotomy because his shoulders were stuck. He had very wide shoulders. And they had to twist him a little bit, and they still couldn't get him out. So in order for them to get him out, this one nurse, she was a very, very large woman and my coach, and she came and kind of like pretty much sat on my chest. And as she did that, they cut me.
Oh.
And I had to have like 240 stitches inside and out to repair the damage that happened.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, I just left this experience thinking, oh, childbirth, I can do it easily. This is no problem.
Everybody's different, though. Everybody's different. So you can't really judge on one experience from the next. But they're all different. They're all miracles, so.
Natalia, do you know how many people you have waiting to talk to you?
No, I don't. I have no idea.
You have about, like, 12 people on hold right now.
Oh, my goodness. Daddy. Really?
Yes.
So, actually, I do actually want to, when I announce it to everybody, oh, we're calling. And, wow, you guys definitely are calling.
Great.
And so, actually, I'm going to jump right into some of the fans, and we're going to take some of their questions. So I'm just going to kind of go down the line. So when I call your area code, you're on the air with Natty. So let's try this out. All right, we're going to go to area code 515. Hello?
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 You're on the air with Natalia.
Oh, thank you. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. We're kind of going through a flood in Des Moines right now. The weather's been nice all day so far.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw that on the news.
We're doing okay. We're trying to hang on. We're going to find out in the next 24 hours if our levee's going to hold the water back or not.
Okay, I got you. So you're safe and your family's safe.
Oh yeah. I'm living in an apartment. I'm just like a couple of miles west from downtown Des Moines. We're on high ground.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, I saw on the news on CNN they were riding boats all over the place, and no one can. It's really bad. How much water did you get? I mean, how much rain or?
Well, right now, we surpassed what we had in 1993. Right now, we're at around about 30 feet, but the river is supposed to crest either sometime Saturday or Sunday. We're supposed to crest at around 33 feet.
33 feet?
Yes. Either Saturday or Sunday.
Whoa, 33 feet. That's crazy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's just like the eastern part of Court Avenue,
mm-hmm.
where the bridges are. The water is almost touching the top of the three bridges in downtown, and
uh-huh.
and the amphitheater just right across the hotel. It's just almost underwater, but like it was back in '93.
Oh my goodness! Wow. Yeah. You'll have to excuse me, my dinner just got here.
Oh, that's
I just ordered food,
that's
and
right.
it just got here. I can still stay on the line. I'm just...
What are you having for dinner?
Yeah, we're hungry now.
I'm having a Italian sub, I think.
Sounds good.
I think.
I'll be over
yeah.
there soon, Natty.
Or no, it was a grilled chicken sandwich. That's what it was. I'm sorry. I'm forgetting what I ordered. Here, excuse me. I'm so sorry. Hi, how are you? How much is it? Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry. Thank you, sir.
My question is, I missed you in Chicago when you was up there in April. We're about 500 miles away from Chicago. I just need to know if you have any plans to come down to the Midwest again, like maybe in Des Moines, Iowa.
You know what? We've never. I don't think I've ever been to Iowa, so. I'm not sure. I would love to go if you know. We're sort of traveling all over right now, especially over the summer for different events. I haven't gotten any information about that yet, but there is a lady that we work with a lot, actually two ladies, Debbie O'Connor. Jennifer knows her, and she sets up a lot of fan events. So if you want to have one out there and you get in touch with her, I'm sure she would get us out there. So, that's what we're doing this summer, just sort of traveling around, and we'd love to go, you know, that's what we're doing, so we'd love to go out there and visit you guys in Iowa.
you can go to, you can actually go to yournumberonefan.com in order to contact Debbie.
Okay, well, I've been a fan of yours. Well, I watched GH a few years ago, and I've been watching off and on since you left, but... All you got to do right now is, you'll probably find something in the future, but just keep strong and keep your head up and take care of yourself.
Aw, thank you so much, sweetie. Thank you. Thank
okay,
you so
welcome.
Much.
Okay,
have a great
good
day.
Night.
Thank
okay,
you.
Night, I guess. Bye.
Okay, so, yeah, oh, my God. I'm having a little bit of a time with the switchboard, but I promise I will get to everybody. So let's continue with... Hopefully this will pick up. I'm trying. 585. Did that pick up? No, I don't think it did. 585.
Yes, hello?
Hello. You're on the air with Natalia.
Oh, hi. This is Terry from upstate New York.
Hi,
how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for calling in.
It's great to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too.
I've watched the show for, almost 25 years, off and on.
Oh, great.
So I sort of like my favorite storylines, and then I tune out for a while, and then I come back.
Great. Which are your favorite storylines?
Well, years ago, I liked Luke and Laura a lot. My sister and I used to rush home from school to watch.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah. And, of course, I love the Quartermain family.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Really,
I love
really
the Quartermain.
Very Yeah, it's been so sad to see so many of the characters go, especially, Alan and you.
Mm-hmm.
Aww,
thanks.
I loved your work, Natalia, you know, with the cancer storyline, the rape. Yeah, you were wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You're so sweet. Thank you.
I most especially really loved your storyline during the bipolar storyline with Maurice.
Oh, okay. So you're a Sunny Emily fan?
Yeah,
like,
huge.
Good.
Huge.
Good. You guys are amazing.
Yeah. We were all pretty upset. Pretty upset when the storyline ended. So.
I know. I loved working with him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bet he's awesome.
He is. He's wonderful. He's a wonderful guy. He's very funny and very sweet and supportive. He's a great person. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. I don't think any of us are surprised to hear that. I'm a member of the Unexpected Site, so I know.
Oh,
a lot
great!
Of us, yeah, there's a lot of us fans here tonight, right?
that's wonderful.
We just wanted to call in, show our support, and tell you how much we miss you on the show. We hope you return. And I just wondered if you do return soon, or would you like to work with Maurice again?
Absolutely. I would love to work with Maurice again. It would be interesting, you know, what would happen if I came back as a different character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that would work, if it wouldn't, you know, I'm not sure who they would pair me up with. But, you know, it would definitely be exciting. I talked to Bob Guzzi about some ideas, and he already has something in mind. So, we'll see. I'm not sure, you know, what the future holds, if I'll be going back or if I won't, or, you know, what will happen. But it's an awesome show, and it's a great job. And, you know, so we'll see. But, yeah, absolutely, I would love to work with Maurice again.
Well, that would be great.
He's so fun. Yeah, he's a great guy. I haven't spoken to him in a while. I'll have to catch up.
Well, it was great speaking with you, and you're a fan favorite, and you're certainly a lot of us just aren't watching much anymore. I have to be honest and say I'm one of them. Just seems like some doom and gloom on the show these days. It just seems kind of dark to me and dreary, and I don't know. I don't like some of the new characters. We want our favorites back.
thank you. We'll see.
All right. Great talking to you.
Nice
thank
talking
you so much,
too.
Terry.
Have a great night.
I have a feeling we're
do you see how many people are on this phone line now? I mean,
yes.
Four just came up, and I'm, like, amazed right now.
Me too. And there are a lot of people on the line, and I'm going straight down the line, and I'm hoping to get to everybody, which is why I'm breaking from what I usually do in asking questions, because there are so many of you, and I want to get through everybody, because this, you know, Star Dish is for the fans, so, you know, we're going to get you all on. Talk to Natty. Let's continue with our next caller, area code 312.
Hey, Jennifer, what's going on?
How are you?
It's Tony from
hey,
Chicago.
Tony.
Hey, Joanne, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. Joanne, Desi, good to see you, too.
Hey.
How you doing, guys? So you're anchoring tonight, huh?
Yep.
That's really cool. Hey, Natalia, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing...
I didn't catch your name. Was it
Tony?
Is that what you said?
Tony.
Oh, okay, great. Hi, how are you?
Tony, I'm fine. I'm from Chicago, Illinois. Unfortunately, yeah, I know you had an event here about a couple of months back, right?
Yeah, what happened? I guess I don't know. It seems like the word didn't get out. There's so many people that are asking me about it, but I know we advertised there, but I think maybe just a lot of people didn't hear about it.
Well, anyway, but I heard it was an event. I heard it was here. I heard it was here because I saw the pictures from, you know, from people who went there and they see it. But anyway, that's not what I came to talk about.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, but I really wanted to say, first of all, is to commend you on your 4.5 years or so on General Hospital. Yeah. And Emily was one of my favorite characters in the whole wide world. strong, independent, and also warm, caring heart that melted me so good on the screen. And I want to thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. I got a couple of quick questions for you before I scat.
Sure.
Okay. referring to the daytime Emmys, you know, which is now, of course, it's a week from tomorrow, of course, and you won Emmy back in 2005 for Outstanding Supporting Actress.
Uh-huh.
And,
yes.
When you won it back in 05, what was your reaction when your name was called, and did you expect to win?
You know what? I honestly didn't know what to expect. But when my name was called, just from that moment on, it was pretty surreal. Parts of it are very vivid, and parts of it I can't remember a thing about.
Your face was priceless.
I don't know how, for some reason, I was so surprised that when I got up to the stage, I was actually able to speak. I'm surprised that anything even came out of my mouth, being in front of all those people. It's very different, you know, when you're on the set, because you don't see the audience, you know. You just kind of think, oh, it's just me and the person across from me, and that's it, you know. So you can kind of trick your mind into thinking that. But when I was up on the stage there at the Radio City Music Hall, and there were all those people, it was definitely intimidating, but it was just such a great moment. It was by far one of the best things that has ever happened to me, and I just, you know, it's just such an amazing experience. I just wish it for everybody. It was just awesome. So I can't say enough great things about that night. It was so fun.
Well, and you beat out some pretty good people in Heather Tom and Renee Goldsberry and Crystal Chappelle that night. It was just unbelievable.
Yeah, thanks. I was working with some really great people. I had, you know, Tyler and I had a really good storyline that year, and then Chad Brannon and I, I got to work with him, and we had a really good storyline as well that year. So I think that really plays a lot into it, you know, who you're working with and then what your storyline is on that particular year. So that kind of all played together.
That's kind of cool. That's very cool. One more question before I leave.
Sure.
All the actresses, Latina and non-Latina in Hollywood, who was your idol growing up?
Of all the actresses growing up?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I had so many, but I would probably say Julie Andrews or Audrey Hepburn. Probably one of those. I just really admired the innocence that they brought to their work. You know, it was such a different time from how it is now, and they were just so talented. You know, they could sing and dance and, you know, and also act, and, you know, obviously I'm not one of the people that can do that, so I really admire them, and it was awesome. Yeah, so I would probably say one of those two.
Well, they're a couple of your old-time classic actresses in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Huge impact in Hollywood. So I think you definitely would pick them. Hey, listen, Natalia, I want to thank you so much for talking to me tonight.
Okay.
And I wish you all the embed, your future endeavors, whatever it is. And
thank you.
Have a great summer.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
Thanks.
Thank you. And ladies, take care. I'll talk to you tomorrow night.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Tony's one of our regulars. He's very sweet.
Oh, he is sweet.
And next area code we have is 828. You're on with Natalia.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Well, I just wanted to my name is Dalva. I'm sorry. I should have introduced myself first. I just wanted to say that I have been a fan of yours since you joined the show, so I was sad to see you leave. but I wanted to say you did a very good job while your time was on there, and so I hated that Emily had to die, but you know the soap world, anything could happen. But anyway,
yes.
I just wanted to say that I saw you win your Emmy in 2005, and congratulations on that. And the one question I had was, I'm a fan of Emily Nicholas, but I was a bigger fan of Emily and Xander, and what was your take on that? Yeah, I really liked that couple together, and were you sad when it had to end and he got shot to death and whatnot?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, when that happened, there were quite a few fans that almost seemed like they were angry with me about that, you know? And
yeah.
And I was so surprised, because for me, I wanted
more than anything for Chad to stay on the show, you know. He was one of my favorite people. He was the first person really that I, you know, that I got to work with, and he's one of the people that, you know, he had input for me getting that job, and he is just one of my favorite people. He still is, and, you know, I have such great memories of him, so I was so sad when I heard about that, but I think a lot of it was that I think he was really ready to move on as well to look for other things, you know, so, but yeah, I loved Emily and Xander. They were great, and especially I loved Chad.
Cool. I was a huge Xander and Emily fan, so. Despite how much Emily and Necklace were destined to be together, I really liked the other two. But anyway, I don't know if there's anything else I need to ask you, but I really wanted to know your take on that. So anyway.
Yeah.
I know one thing. Now that you're off, do you catch your own hospital every once in a while?
You know, every once in a while I do. It's just when I turn it on and then I start watching, I just start missing it.
Uh-huh.
And I wish that I was there. But then I think, you know what, no, this is something that I wanted to do, and I wanted to have a new, you know, sort of a new chapter and look out there for other things. But like I said, it was just such a great experience, and just such great people on the show that I miss it when I turn on the TV and see those guys. But, yeah.
Okay, and last but not least, you said you'll be auditioning for a pilot season in the fall. Would you like to do, like, a comedy or something, if you could get that?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I've never really tried comedy, so, I mean, we did a little, some, you know, slightly comedic scenes, I guess, on GH, but, you know, but I haven't had a lot of experience with that.
Uh-huh.
So I'm really more comfortable with drama right now, so that's kind of what I'm focusing on. But if something comes up, I'll definitely audition for it.
Cool. All right. Well, I wish you well in everything you do, and thank you for talking to me.
Okay, sweetie. Thank you so much for
calling. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Don't let Natty fool you. She is very funny.
Yes, she is very funny. And I want her to play evil.
Yes, we want her to play evil if she ever comes back.
You do?
Yes, we do. I've told you this how many times.
I'm working on my evil laugh.
Oh, just like when you were gonna yell at us, and we were like, ha ha ha, Natty's gonna yell.
Yeah. You guys don't think I can be mean. But.
This is how Natty yells. She's like, I'm going to get really, really mad at you guys.
Well, maybe I'll incorporate that into my evil character. I'll make her so nice.
Oh, wow.
Evil underneath. And that
would
be scary. How about that?
Keep working on that, Natty.
I've got to work on this one. Seriously.
Oh, my gosh. But actually, going back to when you won the Emmy.
Yeah.
That was just, you know, that was actually... What was that? Oh, that was still really early on when I met you, and you came to New York, and I was on the red carpet, and I'm like the only one that's, I'm like the only crazy person there. And she kind of, it was just so wonderful when she won that. I came home and I was like, I have to watch it, because I was actually in the vicinity of the of Radio City, because I was like, in case she wins, I need to give her a rose in case she wins. So that was definitely a night, and I know the message board went crazy that night.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, Daddy won, oh my gosh.
I know. It was magical. It was great. Yeah.
You still have the broken one. Right?
I'm sorry?
You still have your broken Emmy, right, Natty?
I do. It's yep, it's lopsided and it's held together by dental floss, and I don't know what. No, I need to take it to a shop to get repaired, I guess. I got the one defective Emmy, and it's lopsided.
How did it break?
I don't know. I believe that it was just when they gave it to me, just a few seconds later, that the globe fell off of the hand.
Oh, wow.
So it wasn't really anything that I did. It just kind of... I don't know. It was that way. But I like it. It has character.
Yes, it does.
All right. We're actually going to go to another caller. Now we're going to go to area code 954.
Should I go a little bit faster, Jennifer? I know we've got a lot of people.
Hello.
Yeah, no. Hello. 954, Linda.
Well, hello, ladies. How are you?
Good.
Good.
How are you?
How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Just wanted to stop in and say hello. Hi, Natty. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Hey, I actually met you a couple of weeks ago when you were down here at the Hard Rock.
Oh, great. Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know I've already taken advantage of my travel discount.
Oh, good. Good, 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 good. What kind of a deal did you get? Did you get a good discount?
Actually, I did. I did. I do a lot of traveling with work and everything, and I just booked airfare, rental car, and hotel. So I'll be saving about 15% to my next trip to Jacksonville. So I'm
nice.
Very
nice. Awesome. That's great. Good for you. Okay. Awesome. That's my little Natty's online travel website for anybody that wants to.
Ah, that was like such a treat.
I know. Isn't it cool and it's easy, huh?
Very easy, and I just wanted to say thank you, and you were so sweet, and you are very funny. You had us the whole time. I will not hear that you're not comedic, because you really are. And it was so nice to meet you. And you know, we eagerly await for you to return. Whenever that is, you take as much time traveling and spending time with your sweetheart, whatever you need to do. But, you know, come back.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you so much.
Guys, have a great night, girl.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
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 So, yeah, so this interview is brought to you by nattysonlinetravel.com.
nattysonlinetravel.com. That's okay. You for advertising or something? That's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, like, everything with you does. I always... I'm out there. Like, did you hear about Natty? She has an online travel now. She's doing everything.
It's fun. It's my new calling, business.
Okay, we're going to continue with our calls. We're going to go to area code 813.
Hi.
Hi, hello. Maggie.
How are you?
Good. How are you? Who is this?
Maggie.
Okay, hi. Thank you for calling in.
I love you on Dunnable Hospital.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, sweetie. Thank you.
Why, when are you coming back?
I don't know. Maybe sometime soon. I'm not sure. I'm going to kind of take a break and audition for other shows, and then maybe someday I'll return as a different character.
I miss you. Aw,
thank you, sweetie. I miss
it's
you guys,
not
too.
The same. It's not the same without you. Aw,
thank you so much. I miss you guys, too, and so lucky to have your support for all these years, so thank you for...
My mom was injured, and me and my mom miss you so much.
Aw, well, thank you so much. Thank you, and tell your mom thank you, too.
Okay, bye.
All right,
bye,
bye-bye.
How are you doing?
Hi, Maggie. How are you, sweetie?
I'm happy you... I'd love you back.
Well, thank you, honey. We'll talk to you tomorrow when Bree Williamson's on, okay?
Okay, bye.
Good night.
Bye. Yeah, see, everybody misses you, Natty.
Aww.
Okay, let's go to area code 281.
Hi. My name is Veronica Robles from Houston, Texas. Hi, Ginger and Desiree. Hi, Natalia. How are you?
Hi, good. Veronica, how are you?
I'm okay. I just wanted to say I'm a huge fan of your work on General Hospital, and I saw you in the movie Pop Star with Aaron Carter. I read it.
Oh, my goodness. How did you see me? Did you, if you blink, you missed it.
Oh, I rented your movie at Hollywood Video, and I'm just like, I love the movie very much.
Oh,
I And I just wanted to say I'm a huge fan of your work on General Hospital. Emily is my favorite character. My favorite storylines of yours was the wedding, the fairy tale story of you and Nicholas getting married. It was so beautiful.
Yeah.
It was like a Cinderella story, beautiful. the one I like was one of the hostage crises that you got to tell Mr. Craig you were mad at him and trying to save Robin's life. That was wow. I was just so amazed. And the one of the scene that Nicholas tried to of the barn that you and Nicholas were locked in the stables. That was the one. That
oh
was,
yeah,
that was,
yeah. I always forget about that one. That was a good one too, huh? Yeah.
That was so beautiful. Me and my mom are huge fans of your work on General Hospital. I miss you on General Hospital. It's just, it's not the same anymore. It's just, you're just, oh my gosh. It's just like me and my mom, we watched it, and like, you know, it's not the same without you on there anymore. I mean,
aww,
I miss you.
Thank you so much.
And very much, and it's just like you're one of my favorite actresses. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me? Oh, sorry about that. It's just a static on my phone. Sorry about that.
Okay.
No, it's just that I was just huge fans of your work and the love story of your character and of Nicholas, and I'm just so grateful. I watched you started in 2003. I'm 22 years old now, so I'm just a huge fan of your work, and I'm looking forward to what's in store next for you, and I'm just really excited to see what's ahead, and I'm just congratulations and many wishes and many blessings to you. And you're welcome. And also, there was a movie that you did, Western Brooklyn. Movie that you had. I'm trying to look for when will it come out? I want to see it very much.
Right now, I think it just got picked up for distribution through a company, I think Shoreline Entertainment.
Yes.
But I'm not sure when it's going to be coming out. But there is a website, I believe, that's for West of Brooklyn, and I think you can actually write in and talk to Ronnie Marmo, who is he was the main actor, and he was also the producer and the writer. But he can probably give you some more information. I'm not sure exactly when it's going to be coming out. They have to get distribution first, and they're working on that. But it should be in a few weeks, but it should all be posted on that website.
Great movie.
I'm just so glad. I really want to see it. I've been reading all the reviews. You're awesome, and I'm looking forward.
Aww.
And I really want to see the movie. You heard a lot of good things about the movie, and I just really want to see it, and I'm going to do that. And
okay,
you're awesome.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Aww,
I'm just so happy I got a chance to talk to you.
Aww.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Sue. So thank you so much. Thank you so
you're
much
welcome.
For calling
you
and for saying all those things. All right.
No problem. And you have a good evening,
okay.
You guys.
You too.
You
too.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, we actually had Ronnie Marmer on our show while ago.
Okay.
Yeah, so we were talking about West of Brooklyn. He was telling us some stories about Natty and all
that
stuff.
Yeah. Okay, good. I
don't
know if I
want to
hear what he said, but
yeah, you don't
want to
hear what he said.
Oh, are you sure you want to hear it?
No, she doesn't want to hear it.
Stories that happen.
So we see, I'm seeing a couple of comments in the chat room and everything. Everybody's talking fast.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to know, Sem Forever wants to know your favorite scene between Sunny and Emily besides the time Emily came home drunk.
Oh, okay. I think some of my other favorite scenes, I think they're a lot. Maybe when Sunny was in one of his manic episodes and he was out in the garden and he was starting to plant out there just frantically, and Emily went out and stopped him. And then after that, they had a series of scenes. I remember actually the breakup scenes I thought were done very well. And they were just so sad, you know, just.
Yes, they were.
You're a Sunny Emily fan. They were so sad for me even to perform. But I thought that they were written really well, and I thought they were done well. I would say there's so many. It's pretty much just the entire time working with Maurice is kind of hard. I think when they went to Spain and they had all of those scenes together, and I thought those were really great as well, and they gave us a lot of airtime.
And I thought those were really great scenes for Sunny and Emily fans and supporters. So.
Yeah. Well, one of my favorite Emily scenes, one of my favorite fun Emily scenes was the Girls' Night Out.
Yeah.
That was
the best. Oh, okay. But now, were you just talking about Sunny Emily scenes or just favorite?
No, just favorite scene of Emily. Funny scene of Emily.
Yeah, you.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about specifically with Maurice.
I really can't pick a Sunny Emily scene because I am a Sunny Emily fan. I've been a Nicholas and Emily fan, and I've been a Xander and Emily fan.
Yeah.
I just like Natalia.
I've heard your... yes, you're quite vocal with your opinion.
Yeah, vocal?
Yeah, I would say definitely Girls' Night Out. That was definitely one of my favorite scenes.
Must have been a ton of fun to film.
Oh, so fun. Yeah, we had so fun. I felt like we were out and just not even really working. I didn't feel like I was working that day. It just seemed like a big party. It was fun.
All right, let's continue because we have about 17 minutes left. And I do want to say, please limit to one question, guys, because we have more people getting through calling in because I know that Blog Talk is fixing all their problems now, so we're having a lot of people calling in. So not trying to rush you guys, just try to keep it just, you know, to one question, all right? All right, so let's continue on. Area code 857. You're on with Natalia.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who is this?
This is Kim. I'm from Boston.
Kim. Hi, Kim from Boston. How are you?
Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too.
I watch you on General Hospital. I think you're phenomenal.
Oh.
The question I have is, there was one particular scene where you, during the rape storyline, when you were confronting Nicholas as Connor, and I just thought that scene was, like, so powerful. I was wondering where you drew your inspiration for that.
Oh, gosh. You know, I think with those kind of scenes, you just have to really think about someone that you love, and then you think about protecting that person, what you would do to protect that person, whether it's a child or your parents or grandparents, a friend, whoever. And that I think I remember doing that, and then that gave me sort of the, you have to have a certain fierceness in your, and just the way you carry yourself, because, you know, you're trying to protect yourself and fight off, you know, this person who's threatening you. So I kind of just thought that's really what I thought about.
Well, I thought you were great. Really blew me away.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That was I was really privileged to be able to have had that storyline. You know, I feel like it was a big responsibility because so many people have dealt with that
yeah.
reality and how horrific it is, and so. It was a big responsibility, but I hope it went well.
It really did. It was nice talking to you.
Nice talking to
you
too.
All the luck. I miss you so much on General Hospital. Aw,
thank you so much.
I can't wait to see what you do in the future.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
You guys have a great night.
You too.
Nice. Thank you.
Bye.
So, yeah, I mean, we're pretty much, whatever Natalia does, you can definitely check out
yeah.
her website.
Yes.
Aww. we keep everybody up to date.
Yeah.
Aww.
Thank you.
Okay. Area code 815. Oh, please. The switchboard. Okay. Area code 815. You're on with
me.
Hi.
Hi. This is Gemma. Hi, Natalia.
Hi.
I wanted to know what your favorite scenes were to do with Greg, Rebecca, and Tyler. Like all your best friend, like going out on the town scenes.
You know what? I don't know if they gave us too many, really, together. I mean, we had the occasional scenes at Kelly's, you know, where we would all meet up and hang out together. That's one thing that I had really hoped for, is just to have more scenes with the four of us. But there were occasional scenes here and there, but nothing, not too much that I can remember, unless you can remember something.
Well, I know, like, as their characters, like, Rebecca and, like, Tyler were talking about, like somehow someone got pushed into the fountain or whatever, like, on recent episodes, and they were arguing about which one of you pushed in, like, as Emily and Nicholas, like, pushed each other into the fountain first or whatever. It was kind of interesting. Like, there was, like, a fountain or, like, some body of water. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. I don't remember that.
I know, but they, like, mentioned it, like Elizabeth and Nicholas. It was, like, weird, but they were, like, going over, like, fond memories. And I also loved the dance that Nicholas and Emily had, like, before you left. Like, after, like, his stigma of the imagination finally went away after he had his surgery. It's like, girl, I want more.
I know. I didn't
know.
I thought it was, I know. I miss Nicholas and Emily. They're such a great couple, and it's, you know, she's dead, so I don't think we're going to see them again.
That's what I don't get. If they bring you back as a different character, people are still going to know you as Emily, so that's going to be odd.
That's true. So maybe we'll still have it somewhat then.
I also wanted to know, I saw something about your site on, like, wine or whatever. Like,
wine.
You're associated with, like, that wine place
on the
or whatever.
Bank.
Yeah.
You can go to, what is it, ML, oh, gosh, I don't know. I have a website.
Well, I can't drink it. I'm only 17.
Okay.
But,
Well,
it was great talking to you.
Okay, you too, sweetie. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
Natalia, someone in the chat room, GH fan forever, they want to know who you would choose to have Nicholas be paired up with next.
No one. Is that a good answer? Alice.
That's a perfect answer.
Alice.
Perfect. All right, well, we got so many callers to go through.
We do. Oh, my gosh. this is very exciting. I'm like, and the more keep coming.
Really?
Yeah, every single time somebody hangs up, another one comes back.
The last successful show like this, or busy show, I should say, was Brandon Brosh.
Brandon Brosh, definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Daddy. Yay! Oh, I feel honored. Okay, great.
Yay! Woo-hoo! All right. Area code 619. Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes. You're on the volume.
Okay. Hi, this is Chemistry from San Diego. How are you doing?
Nice. Good. How are you?
Good. My question is, do you have a dream role that you would like to play?
A dream role. Wow.
Yeah.
I would love to play a young graduate of law school. You know, someone who I'm a big fan of a lot of the law shows that are on TV and that have been on in the past, and that would really be my dream as far as a primetime role. But it would have to be a character who's not a lead attorney, nothing like that, but more of a rookie, someone who's just starting out and, you know, is a little over her head and overwhelmed, but that sort of triumphs in the end. I don't know. That's kind of what I have in my mind, but that would really be fun to play, and I would love to do something like that. Or, you know, Grey's Anatomy, maybe a young doctor, and, you know, carry what I learned from GH over to Grey's Anatomy, and
yeah,
it's right there,
great.
So I can visit all my friends. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, well, I miss you, and like everybody say, we want you back, and
we want you
other places as well. Support forever.
Thanks.
And would you be coming around during Fan Club Week?
I don't think I will. No, not this year. No, I don't think I will this year. But maybe I will be there again sometime.
Okay. I'll see you again.
Well,
right.
Thank you
love
again.
You
I miss you guys too. Thank you.
Thank
bye.
You. We have lots of questions from the chat room too, so I'm going to pull a question. Casper Angel asks, do you get to hang out with Becky?
You know, not so much right now. She's very, very busy with two little children, and then she's we live very, very far apart. But whenever I do get to hang out with her, whether it's a fan event or if we, you know, if there's some sort of a GH function or dinner or something like that, I always love spending time with her. But no, I actually don't get to that often. But when I do, it's great.
Yeah, because I know that you guys have become very close from when you started on the show. And
yeah, definitely. Becky's one of my favorites. She's a dear friend. Yeah,
mine too.
Good.
Let's see. Angelina, who should be calling in, wants
Angela,
to know.
Where are you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really. Number two, where are you? She wants to know if you can share any stories about filming West of Brooklyn.
Oh, gosh, I'm trying to think. Stories. I just remember there was this one joke that I had to tell, and I think they edited most of it, but anyway, it was this really crude joke with all of these cuss words and all this, and I just remember, you know, growing up in the South, and you know, and then also having a mother who's very Catholic, and you know, yeah, it's not something that sort of flows off of the tip of my tongue. You know, so I had to really get up the nerve to tell that joke. And, you know, I don't think it was quite as funny as if Ronnie had told it with his Brooklyn accent. Yeah, that was fun. And then we had a love scene and all kinds of awkward, funny things happened during that, which I really can't remember. Ronnie would probably remember better than I can.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Right, let's continue with our long list of callers. Okay, we have about 5 minutes left, but if we get cut off, you guys won't be able to hear on the internet, but if you are on the phone, you'll still be able to hear us. But as soon as the show is over, about 30 minutes after, you'll be able to download the show so you can hear the entire show uninterrupted. All right, so we're going to go to area code 415. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Diane from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Hi, Diane. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm one of those rabid Emily fans that's morphed into a Maurice and Natalia fan because I just want you back however we can get you.
Aw, thank you.
I just have to say that today is a really big day for me and Emily fans because this was the day at the Cosmopolitan Hotel that you chose the date when he wanted you to choose a date. And I wanted to know if you had any idea when that date was given that happened to be like a sweetheart day, kind of a Valentine's Day for American countries.
Oh, you know what? I was having a little bit of trouble hearing you. It was kind of coming in and out. I don't know if Jennifer, if you want to repeat the question or
You kind of cut out a little bit because I couldn't.
Oh, all right.
Repeat.
June 12th is like Valentine's Day in a lot of Latin American countries.
Mm-hmm.
So we were wondering if you knew when saying line when Emily chose June 12th as the date, you know, if you had an idea that meant anything at all to anybody. Because when we went on Wikipedia and we were like, oh my God, something was going to happen on June 12th, we were excited about it. And then it wasn't, you know, a lot of different things happened that time because it was
colors.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was.
No, I had
and,
no idea. That's
funny. Yeah. So when it popped up that tonight was the night that she was going to be, we all just got really excited. So it was just really providential. So that's why there's three people.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. I did not know that.
Yeah. So, well,
great.
I let anybody else who can get on and let you know how much they miss you. The show is not the same without you. And,
aww,
you know, hope you have a great time. You're doing. We're hoping some wonderful things come away. We want you back because we want to see you more often.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. We'll see. I hope so. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. Sure. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Is that Chief and Rosie playing?
Yeah, they're in the yard barking at everybody.
Oh, Chief Rosie.
I haven't seen them since 2005. when you brought them to your fan club.
Mhm. They were the same size.
Yeah, it was like they're the same size.
Haven't grown.
That was so funny.
Natalia, in the chat room, they want to know who it is that you hang out with the most from the cast of General Hospital.
Oh goodness. Probably the person I see the most would be Steve Burton. And the person, I'm trying to think of who, you know, there are a lot of actors. I mean, Becky, I see Kelly, we go to the same boxing class. You know, I see Rick and I see Steve and Cindy Preston.
Rick.
Tamara is
and
one of my
favorites. And you're still friends with Alicia, right? I had
Tamara
Alicia
and Alicia
on the show a couple weeks ago.
We were supposed to have a girls' night last night with me, Tamara, Alicia, Cindy, but one of my best friends went into labor, so I had to rush to the hospital and be with her. So it was funny. They were making fun of me because I was the one who actually called the girls' night together to try to get everybody together, and then I didn't even make it. But, yeah. So, those girls.
Okay.
Uh-huh. All right. Sorry about all the noise here. I've got my dog in an airplane going over my head.
people on hold.
Yeah, let's continue down the line. Area code 770.
Chief.
Hi, Natalia. This is Tracy from Georgia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I actually have two super fast questions for you. The gorilla head prank that Maurice and Steve pulled on you where they scared you with the talking gorilla head. Did you ever get revenge on them for that?
No, I didn't. You know, I'm trying to think if I ever did. No, you know, I would just get revenge on them on a daily basis, basically, by making fun of them and making fun of Steve's hair and making fun of him for different things.
To do.
You know? So I made it slow and painful.
Yeah, that worked. And then I heard the story about you playing on the Wii against Maurice, playing the bowling game, and how you beat him, and then he had to play you again so that he could beat you. Have you gone back and played him again since then?
No, because he's a sore loser. No, I probably would just for the satisfaction of being able to beat him. But if I beat him, then I would definitely not agree to his challenging his you know, wanting to play another game. So,
my sister got a Wii not too long ago, and I actually have the highest score here.
Oh,
in our
nice.
House. Yeah, I actually achieved that today, so that's what made me think of it. Yeah, and is the best way to send fan mail to you still at the studio, or is there a better way to do that?
You know, I think right now that's pretty much all I have.
Okay.
So if we set something else up, I'll let Jennifer know. Maybe she can get the word out.
Okay,
but,
I've got a package
as of right now,
here.
Yeah,
I've got a
right
package
now, that's
waiting
it.
For you, so.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Well, I'm sure GH would send it to me if he sent it there.
Okay. Well, it was great talking to you.
Nice talking to you, too. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, we actually have, where is that question? I know there's another question in the chat room. Oh, yeah. What is a typical day for you? What is a typical day like for you?
Now or when I was on the show?
I guess both.
both. On the show, basically, we would have a call time anywhere from 7 o'clock in the morning to, you know, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And it would take about 2 hours to go through hair and makeup, and then we'd go up to the set. And you just do a blocking with your acting partner and then with your producers. And then the producers go up to the booth, and you start rehearsing with the cameras to get a feel for those. And then after that, you actually go ahead and tape, and you get one or two takes. You know, obviously, if you keep messing up, you can keep doing it over again. But they like to do it in one or two takes. And that's it. You just kind of do your 15, 20 scenes and go home and then memorize for the next day.
And then you get on the loudspeaker and you go, Jen, I'm done with my scenes. If you want to meet me by the dressing room.
Coffee?
Right.
Don't go for coffee.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And it depends how long you're there, too, if you have, like, a whole bunch of scenes. Because they do it by what set they have up, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Sometimes, you know, you would, if you have scenes in the hub in the morning and then, you know, Kelly's or something like that in the afternoon, mm-hmm. then you have to wait around all day, but it's really not that bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And now your typical day is?
Now my typical day, gosh, I don't know if I have a typical day now. My typical day is just trying to audition and, you know, getting pictures and traveling to different fan events. We're going to Boston this weekend, so anybody out there in Boston that wants to go, it's me and Tyler. And I think we have a fan event at 4 o'clock and then one at 9 o'clock. And I think the first one is probably, I think, in Boston. The second one's in Chicopee or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really excited about that. So if you guys want to spread the word, we'll be there. And those are really, really fun if you've never been to a fan event. So I've been doing those, and I'm going to Mexico with one of my best friends next week, and I'm helping her out with this real estate television show that she's doing. She's the producer and the host, so I'm her first guest on the show.
Well, we want a copy. So.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah,
maybe we could even if maybe we could post it on the site if, you know, she's okay with that, or maybe.
Yeah, yeah, I'll talk to her about it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because you know me, always thinking of the fans. And this show won't air in America, will it now?
Yeah, it sure will. Uh-huh.
Oh, will?
Yeah. Okay. It's going to be based in the United States.
Okay, so yeah, so actually when you get an air date for the show and stuff like that, let us know. We'll post it on the site, and everybody will flock to the television and watch it and TiVo it and watch it again.
Okay. Okay, awesome.
All right, let's continue on with our callers. Next area code is 724. Pick up.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Jen, it's Christine.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
We'll talk this weekend.
Yes, we will.
Hi, Natty. This is Christine. I don't know if
Hi.
You remember me, but I was with Jen in West Virginia.
Okay, great. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I just have I have a couple questions. Well,
sure.
Actually, first I wanted to say was, you know, I'm a huge Sonny and Emily fan,
mm-hmm.
and I was so ticked that we didn't get any scenes until Emily was dead.
Final.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you know. Finally, Sonny speaks to Emily when she's dead.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering if you were happy with the way Emily sort of went out of the show. I mean, were you happy with the whole death thing and the, you know?
Yeah. You know, I really was. I mean, you know, I honestly, and I'm not just saying this, I mean, I know that I'm usually a very, you know, I have a reputation for, whoops, what is that, Jennifer? I hope that wasn't my battery running low. Yeah, I know I usually have a reputation for not, you know, never saying anything negative and da-da-da and all this stuff, but it really is sincere. Just because I feel like I've been so fortunate with GH that I really don't have any complaints, especially especially, I mean, every now and then, you know, they'll be like, oh, my goodness, you know, this storyline or something like that. But, I mean, it's very, very, very rare. And I've just had such a great experience, and especially the way they handled it at the end. I honestly could not have imagined anything better. If you think about it, you know, most actors, when they leave a show, you know, they basically don't have a lot of time to prepare. You know, it's like, okay, this is it, and you move on. You know, but with my character, I had the funeral and then all those montages, and then I had another 6 months where we got to say goodbye to that character, you know, and they gave me such a great storyline afterwards. You know, the writer's strike kind of affected things a little bit, but the intention was there. And then I think also the storyline was there, and I mean, that just really meant a lot to me, that they did that. I got such a great goodbye, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and I think that that meant a lot, and it doesn't happen very often, you know.
No.
I don't know of any character that I can think of that had that. And then also, you know, that Bob, you know, brought up the other character and the possibility of that, and that the door is always open. I mean, I don't think anything could have happened better, you know. So I really feel grateful for that. And, yeah, so I was very happy with it.
Good. The only other quick question that we had is that there was so much talk about how the whole breakdown storyline affected Maurice. How did it affect you? I mean, because I know, because I, you know, have somebody close to me that is manic depressive, and I know how it affects the people around you dealing with something like that. How did that affect you, you know, delving into that?
Well, you know, I also have someone that's very, very close to me that struggles with it, and it's actually been medicated for many years. But yeah, so it brought up a lot of those memories for me, and that was hard. you know, I thought that Maurice kind of, if he was going through, you know, if this really was affecting him personally, the storyline, he shielded me from it, you know. So I did speak with him, and he did tell me about it, but it wasn't anything that I, you know, that I noticed, you know, too much. So I guess he really protected me from seeing anything that maybe he was going through.
Well, thank you so very much for answering my questions. It's
okay,
nice to talk to you. And
nice to talk to you
terribly
too.
On the show.
Thank you
and
so much.
Jen, I'll talk to you this weekend, girl.
Okay, great.
All right, take care, guys. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Jen, what time is it? Is it just my...
It's 8:10, Natty.
8:10. Okay. Okay, gotcha. I'm just getting a 6 o'clock in the morning flight tomorrow to Boston.
Oh, wow.
So, But we're still good. I still got
that. Okay, yeah, just let us know. Give me, like, a 5-minute warning or something, and just let me know when you want to. All right, we're going to continue on because we got, like, I don't even know how many work callers we have, but.
Oh, wow.
Okay. We have area code 240. 240? Hello? They hung up. Okay. So we will go now to area code 952. Hello, 952.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Natty.
Hi, yes.
Hi, is Pam in Minneapolis your Sunny and Emily fan there?
Hi, Pam.
Hi.
How are you? I know you. Oh, my goodness. Hi.
Hi. I was just wondering, after they broke Sunny and Emily up, what you thought about the fact that it was so rare and unusual that they didn't let those two characters have any interaction basically at all, where before if any other couple would break up on a soap, they always see each other and they talk to each other, but it was like they wouldn't let you and Maurice near each other.
Yeah, you know, I've thought about that a lot too, and I don't know why. I'm not sure really why that happened. I mean, I think that during the storyline, I don't think that a lot of the fans were maybe as vocal. I think that there were many, many that loved the storyline, but really when it ended, they were so vocal and so, because I think they missed it so much, you know?
Yeah.
And that's really when I think the network and when the producers were like, wow, you know, we really had something there. I mean, the fifth floor was
right.
You know, flooded with all kinds of letters and everything from the fans.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe it was because, gosh, you know, if we put them in a scene together or something like that, that, you know, the fan response is going to be so overwhelming that, you know, I don't know. Maybe they just weren't sure how to handle it. I'm not sure. I don't know exactly why that happened.
I think that was
I think it was sad. I think that they should have had some sort of interaction.
Yeah. Especially with they knew there was a fan base out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I think that they just, you know, they just kind of took it in a different direction, and then it's like if they would have put Sunny and Emily together on the screen, then the fan response would have been so great that it would have maybe broken up the new love interest that they had put Sunny with, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Made it harder for that couple, the new couple, to be popular, you know?
Right.
So maybe
but
something
Sunny
like
went
that.
Back to Carly, so.
I'm sorry?
But Sunny went back to Carly at that time.
He always goes back to Carly.
Yeah. And right now I wouldn't mind if he did, but that's a whole other story.
So I think that's my opinion on it.
Well, okay.
Yeah. But thank you so much, Pam, for everything that you've done. Thank you.
Thank you, Pam. Okay. Callers are... Well, some people are getting disconnected, I know. So definitely people call back if you get disconnected. Sorry about that. We have area code 416. Area code 416? Hello? We can hear you.
Hello?
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 Hi.
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
This is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel?
Yep.
Hi, Rachel, how are you?
Hi. Hi, Natalia.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm one of your hugest fans. I adore you, love you. And I'm one of the Sunny and Emily fans, too.
Oh, okay, good.
I was just wondering, what do you miss most about being on GH?
Oh, my goodness. I miss so many things. Like I said, I'm really excited about starting this new chapter, and I think it was a good decision. But at the same time, I just miss so much about GH. I can't tell you. I just think it's such a quality show. I miss the people. I miss just seeing all these great faces. You know, I miss seeing Steve and Maurice and Becky and, you know, Rick and just all those great people that are on the show, all of the people in the hair department, makeup department, all the production people. It's just such a great group of people. I miss the stability of the job because it's Monday through Friday. You get weekends off.
Yeah.
The work schedule is challenging, but it's not overwhelming. You know, I miss... just that consistency of going in and getting to work on all these exciting scenes. I miss the sets in Spain and, you know, the jet to Russia and, you know, all these really neat things that I got to do. I miss the balls. I miss the dancing. I miss the weddings. I miss the, you know, there's just something new every day. You have to live in this fantasy world, and it was just really great. It was such so much fun.
Well, we all miss you too. So
thank you.
Hopefully someday you'll come back.
Thank you so much. Maybe. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling in. Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks, Rachel.
Bye.
Bye. Oh wow! All the Sunny and Emily love tonight. It's okay. Area code
240. Hello, area code 240. Hello? They're not there. Okay. Hello? So, okay, area code 904.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's Georgette. Hey, girls, how are you?
Hey, good, how are you?
Good. Hi, Natalia, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you? How you doing?
Good. I'm just sitting here in my car listening because my phone doesn't work in my house, so I'm sitting in my car listening. Yeah. My question is, I had it a minute ago, but I don't remember. Everybody already asked so many questions, I don't even know what to ask anymore. All my questions, like your dream role and other things. Okay, can you hear me?
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you.
Yeah, you're a little staticky.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what the deal is. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. I can hear it. Okay. Yeah, it just keeps going static in and out. Oh, we lost Georgia. Gosh. Okay, let's continue on to area code 719.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, 719. Area code 719. Okay. Okay. So, let's go on to area code 623.
Hey, girls. It's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
How are you, Natty?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually was just listening in the chat room, and everything froze up for me, so just hanging out here.
Okay. Good. Good. Calling in.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't really have a question. So.
Okay.
Okay, well, then I'm hanging up on you. No,
it says, just tell us your area code if you're just listening, but I can't. It won't let me type anything. So.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So, okay, well, thanks for calling, Michelle.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
We love Michi.
We do.
All right, Michi, I'll put you back on hold.
Thank you for calling anyway. Even
Okay. Bye, Michi.
Bye.
Oh, yeah, the message board, the switchboard is kind of sticking a little bit, so I'm trying, and I know when it's busy, people get cut off and everything, so let's try.
Hey, you're popular.
You are popular.
Aww.
We love it.
That's great.
All right, area code 562.
I wonder who's 562.
Oh, we don't want to talk to you.
Oh, my gosh. It's number two.
We're Team Livingston. Woo!
Selena. Hey.
We're all together.
Okay, well, I want to know, Natty, since Jen asked my question earlier, if you could book online right now on nattysonlinetravel.com, anywhere to go in the world, where would you go?
Anywhere in the world?
Yes, anywhere.
Good question.
Oh, my goodness. Where would I go? I would go to... Where would I go? I would go to Paris.
Would you take all three of your favorite people with you?
I would think about it.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, I know you would
take one and two. I don't know about me.
I'm just kidding. No, you know what? I took a trip by myself to London a while back, and I don't think I'm ever going to take a trip by myself again. It's so much more fun with people.
We'll come with you.
We'll go along.
I would definitely say Paris. Yeah.
Great place.
I'm actually going to have a little fun with Natty right now.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
She knows. Okay. So, Natty, if you had to, I don't know, let's say somebody's birthday was coming up.
Okay. Yes.
And, you know, you had to wish them a happy birthday. What, you know, what would you tell this person for their birthday, you know?
You're so bad, yeah.
I would tell them to wait until their actual birthday.
Oh, okay. I knew she was going to say something
like
that.
Okay, I have one. So, Natty, this year,
on your birthday, what was the best birthday gift that you got?
Oh, my goodness.
I wonder. It better be a DVD.
I think you know the answer to that one.
It better be a DVD. Say the DVD, Natty.
Okay. We've had.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
See, there we go.
We've had our fun with Natty. So let's be serious and go on to people who are actually waiting to talk to her. So thank you, Angelina.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Angelina. Bye.
Okay,
bye.
Okay. We're gonna go back to the callers now.
Okay.
Hey, Jennifer, okay, we're gonna, in 5 minutes, I'm probably going to have to go.
All right, 5 minutes. Okay, we're going to try 240 again. 240? Hello? 240?
Okay, or not.
Oh, okay, no, we're not. Okay, we went through all of the lines.
Yay!
Yeah, we did. Oh, good.
Yes, we did.
Natty,
great.
You were great. Awesome.
That's exciting.
Okay, yes, Natty,
great.
You were so wonderful. So thank you so much for coming on, and hopefully
Absolutely.
I'll see you again in the near future.
Okay, thank you, guys. I'm so happy for you guys. This is a really great thing that you're doing.
Thanks,
yeah, and Natty will actually be on another show on the Blog Talk Network, which is a show that, you know, we support them. So it's called In the Zone Radio. She will be there on June 27th.
Mm-hmm. And we will be calling in for her.
And we'll be calling in for her, right. Too. So, yay. So thank you so much, Natty.
All right, thank you. Thank you guys so much. All right.
Bye.
Love
Bye.
You guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was such a sweet interview.
It was Natty.
Yes.
Everybody did a great job.
Yes.
And
So, I really appreciate everybody calling, and I know that everybody was very anxious to talk to her, especially those who haven't met her. So I'm glad that we got through everybody.
I know, so am I.
Wow. Anyway, you know, even though we had a little technical difficulties at the start of the show, and I know that for everybody who could not hear it through the internet, it will be available for download after the show is over. So I want to thank Desiree and Joanne.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Wonderful girls, as always.
And don't forget to tune in tomorrow night.
Yes, tune tomorrow night for Bree Williamson, who plays Jessica on One Life to Live. And then coming up Monday, we have Robbie Carrico from American Idol Season 7. And January 17th, which is that Tuesday, we have
Jason Earhart. And my first attempt at an interview, so everybody bear with me.
Well, Joanne and I will be here.
I hope so, because I'm really nervous.
You will do great.
I hope so.
So, thanks, everyone. Thank you,
thanks.
Natalia.
Thanks,
and,
girls. Thanks, Natty.
Good night, and we will see you tomorrow night. Okay, bye.
Night.